said some radio.
To you, Hedgehog.
Pick some radio. To you, Hedgehog.
SSR. We're back. It's me and Spawn presenting the two Hedgehogs. How's everyone doing? How are you doing, Spawn? How's things going?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Sorry, it's busy, but I'm
Today said, you got a job interview on Thursday, and I was like, really?
Okay. Student of no job, what a bum!
It was quite terrible. Suddenly got a job. Wow. Yeah, which is fantastic. Just Sonic for your amusing. No, we're not done. Basically, my show is finished. We're now having a new show with Kathy and myself.
They get a bit of a sort of like, you know, continental, like, the two Hedgehogs.
Yeah, two Hedgehogs. Two locations, two breaths.
Yeah. Americans like, woo!
What's this about? I was finding American in the district, I said, ah, and mom. Someone said it.
American. What really gets me about this is that, oh my god, feedback from who?
Yeah.
Who's giving the feedback? Is it me or Spawn? Because, last time it was me, and I've corrected what, you know, should have caused the feedback, so...
Yeah.
Explain yourself, come on.
Yeah, what feedback? Please tell us feedback.
Oh, it's me.
Not Spawn. Harry's... wasn't Spawn talking about how fast Spawn is. And you can hardly hear it, no way. I'm peaking as much as Fastbeat's peaking.
That's what happened when we had the show last time. When we recorded it back, you could hear me really loudly, but you can hear you. I don't know, I never had an idea to take my mic boost off or not, so...
Alright, Fastbeat, turn off your mic boost.
Alright.
Turn mine off, actually, on this microphone.
I could deafen everyone so easily out by shouting.
Yeah. It's really annoying because I just keep peaking at about minus one. I think in fact you speak just over minus one, so we'll see.
Alright. Not even on audio control. Alright. Okay, how's this sounding?
Yeah, fine, mate, I think.
What, everyone's gonna be like, no, no, it's not!
No, you're still okay, listen.
Alright, okay. Okay, I'm gonna switch your microphone boost off after this.
Okay, how am I sounding now?
Quieter.
Right.
Is there any way you can turn the mic up a little bit?
How am I sounding now?
Guys, is he sounding okay? Because obviously what I'm hearing here is different to the radio for some reason. Is it fine now?
Yeah, it's a radio show. All we're discussing is the technicalities of what the radio sounds like. We should be talking about...
It's quality radio, don't worry. We're talking over...
Quality...
Brain, scrap house, whatever it is.
Quality for sure. It's fine, is it now? I think Conan said it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's better that we do this live on us because they're hearing it. We're not. I'm just hearing local, you know, bank specs.
Yeah, beta testing.
It's all good. That means
all right, let's win A level. Come on.
I just kind of picked up myself, which is really scary. Okay, I think we're good. I hope we're good.
Right. Okay. We've got boost off. Apparently we're sounding better now, so I think we should just carry on with that, and if not, they can just suck it.
yeah, they can just kiss that ass, and you know what I mean. So yeah, oh wow. What next? Fastbeat, what track do you want played? Or sorry, to
track. Play the Shadow track, man. Everyone's got to hear it.
What, this machine? Oh no, that Shadow track. Oh,
the brand new Shadow track.
The brand new soundtrack. Do you want kind of like build it up a little bit?
Okay, but to explain this, it's Fast Fault. We ripped it from the official Shadow website, from what there is, so if you'd listen to it there, or we'll play it over the radio, basically. So we get you listeners and, you know, a little bit of that. But yeah, it's basically the Shadow music from the game trailer, and it sounds quite cool, so we might use it on Fast Media soon.
Excellent. Guys, how can I be quiet? Alright. Sorry, now I'm quiet and that's miffing me. Let's have...
Well, shadow music, come on.
Yeah, let's just have a shadow music. If anyone's bitching about my microphone, I'll sort out in a minute. Right, shadow music. This is a world exclusive on Sega Sonic Radio. So it's an SSR.
World exclusive.
Well done, Spawn, you really messed up that link.
Well, it's a world exclusive. On radio as far as our radio goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is an exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, exclusive for Sega Sonic Radio. Here we go. Okay, guys, that was, what was that, Fast Feet?
That was the Shadow the Hedgehog trailer music, world exclusive on SSR.
So it's like an SSR exclusive, but world.
Indeed,
yeah. Wait. We just want to finalise this once and for all. Are our volume levels okay now?
You can be honest with us, come on.
Yeah, come on, be honest. Because once we've got it right, I will write this down and make sure we always get it right.
And twat me on the head.
Yeah, and twat Fast Feet on the head for being serious. no one's really saying anything.
Maybe they're deaf. We've deafened them.
Yeah, it's quite annoying.
See, that's your difference, really. I mean, it's like, okay, we'll be honest with you, we're doing a bit of a take on Sonic. I mean, Spawn doing this, really. But, obviously, they've got Roy and Dread in the same room, using the same mic, whereas we're in.
Yeah, we're.
Pop.
Yeah.
Alright. How are we sounding, guys? Come on! Type in.
Yeah, come on, something's that way, and we sound. Otherwise, we're just gonna play more music and not talk, and that'd be sad.
That'd be a crap show, really, so.
Yeah, we'd do. It might as well just listen to 24/7, if no one's gonna say.
So, yeah. I have moved my mic back.
Fast Feet cannot be any quieter. No, seriously, way. I think.
Ah, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
See, technical guy in this, but
yeah. Oh dear, terrible.
Whatever there is of show.
Yeah. I need. Right. Okay. If everything's fine, I'm probably echoing now because I just unplugged it by mistake. Yeah. Let's have another track.
Hey. Well, I want to plug something. I've got to plug away. This is my job to plug away.
Oh yeah, well, I remember, 360, yeah, that's gonna appear.
Actually, something else actually changed, but it's bit more related to Sonic. You should actually pick up on a BitTorrent portal on Faster Media, because, the last 2 or 3 days it's just accelerated like no end. There's so many downloads there now, really. Including our launch party download as well.
Oh yeah, on the, forums, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, seems like in the last day there's been about 10 releases on here. I'm actually looking at Sonic X comics here, Heroes, Sonic Heroes save game, and yeah, that's all good, really. What does concern me is that every time Fastly Media releases something, no one ever comments about anything. That really does my noggin like this.
Yeah, it's quite frustrating. People need to really kind of like, whoa, yeah, comment on it and, you know, stuff like that. Well, yeah, of course, yeah. That is a good plug, in fact, a very good plug.
You can either access it through Fastfeet Media and go to BitTorrent and then click in launch, or you can go to www.sonicontheNet.net, always gets me wrong. And yeah, good downloads portal.
Definitely. Fastfeet, I'm going to ask you if I can actually remember. Is both versions of a launch cast party now available on BitTorrent? Is it the 100 meg version and the 50 meg, or just the 100 meg?
It's got the 100, we should probably release the 50 meg version.
Yeah, because there is a 50 meg and 100 meg available. One's basically stereo high quality, one's mono, kind of FM quality, okay? 100 meg's obviously for nice quality, 50 meg is for normal FM quality.
It's still good quality, isn't it? Even though you've probably reduced a bit rate of it.
Yeah, it's just like listening to us live on the FM channel, the 50 meg version. I just thought, you know, have a nicer version for people.
Yeah, well, I'll put it up when you give it to me.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to you later.
Hey, now I'm scared.
yeah, basically. Whoops. Right, let's have on. I tell you what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah, just announcement so everyone knows, so people stop pestering me. The FTP server is currently down. Whenever I broadcast on Sega Sonic Radio, I have to turn off the FTP server. Currently.
Until you work for TeleUS.
Yeah, until I work for TeleUS, when the FTP server will have its own private broadband line. And hopefully I'll be able to squeeze the upload up to like 40k or something out of it. And yeah, that'd be very nice. But yeah, I think I may bodge my account. You know, these things happen amazingly.
Sorry, love, Connor.
Yeah.
Nattering on, rabble.
Yeah, nattering on.
What are you playing now? Let's play a track.
Let's play a track. Okay. I think Conan, whatever. Earlier requested throw it all away from Sonic Adventure.
I saw Sonic R somewhere.
Yeah, and Sonic. So what we'll do now is we'll have a couple of tracks. So we're gonna have Throw It All Away from Sonic Adventure 2, and we're gonna have Sunk from Sonic R. Fast Feet picked Sunk from it as I'm queuing up.
What, from Sonic R? Just trying.
What, from Sonic R? So I love the game, so I just play like the whole collection if I could.
The first level. What's it called? I should know this really well.
What? Living in the City. No, it's not that, is it? Can You Feel the Sunshine for us?
Can You Feel the Sunshine? That's more.
Yeah, that's. So coming up now, Throw It Away, then Can You Feel the Sunshine? And you're listening to Sega.
Sonic Radio.
Indeedy, indeedy.
Thank you.
with Spawn Sonic and me, Fast B. This is the way, isn't it? Fuck me. No one else probably can, but... Another technical lapse. God, we at least promise you to have one technical difficulty every time we come on here. That's not good. Oh, just me on my own. Yeah, it's just me talking now. Okay, I will keep talking while Spawn tries to sort all of this crap out like usual. You'd be quiet. Probably a PC or laptop you bought from PC World, wasn't it? It's gotta be. Yeah. You're just watching the listener count go down and down now. Yeah, no idea. Alright, well, I'll present, I'm quite happy with it. It's just one hedgehog at the moment. Yeah, no Spawn, just me. Interesting. Anyway, interrupted by this, get every 5 seconds. It's not, it's working, it's not, it's not. Ah, crap. Some of the Sonic news hasn't been updated a lot since E3. Obviously E3 was a big time for Sonic news. A lot of updates going on then from Electronic Entertainment Expo in LA. We have from E3 then was more or less the three games we were expecting to see. You know, Sonic Gems Collection, Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehog. I totally disapprove of Sonic and Gem Collection. Basically Sega fighting for something a little bit too late, compiling something into the game. And we've got Sonic Rush, looks very, very nice, and probably play very well on the DS. It's gonna, if I had a DS, I'd probably find it a little bit difficult to get between two screens, if anything, but I'm sure that's something every DS owner will get accustomed to in time. And Shadow the Hedgehog, looks interesting. I probably will end up buying that, just to see what it's like, just to see if they actually will be bothered to conclude Shadow's epidemic adventure he's been having. But what I was going to come to is Sage, which is Sonic Amateur Games Expo. It's coming up very soon, and they're seeking workshops according to Sonic News. Sonic Fan Games HQ is gearing up for the opening of this latest Sonic Amateur Games Expo Sage, and the organisers are currently setting up hosts for workshops. The workshops appeared last year, apparently. This year they're going to basically blow up the big workshops idea, not literally, but they're going to blow it up proportions, so everyone's going to be more involved with making games or ideas. So obviously if they are offering workshops, you know, more games will be made, which is a brilliant thing, with more fan creation coming into the community. But if you head to Sonic Stadium, check out Sonic News. You can go to www.sonicstadium.org and you'll find the latest news once you click through, and just find it from there. But as far as Sage is going on.
Oh, hang on. Hi. Hey, I'm back. Sorry, sorry for my speech. Carry on.
Oh, Spawn's apparently back. Oh, carry on, could be mindless rubbish. Sage is trying to find out when it is. Probably you already know, actually. I bet everyone else already knows except me.
Well, don't it say on the Sonic News article, or no, I don't know. Hang on.
Nah.
Oh,
no, it's on there.
It's not there, is it? That's a bit of a crap. It's scheduled for July, that's it, that's it. Scheduled for an early July evening and runs for 7 days.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to check out, if you're interested in hosting a fan game workshop at Sage, you need to contact Smidge, the SFGHQ community at the forum. and get that on the Sonic News website. Excellent. Don't you love it when things just randomly start working and then start working again?
No, it's a law. It has to happen to, well, our show every time it comes on.
Well, it seems to happen to every show, doesn't it? It just amazingly, FM dies or something random happens. It's what makes it fun, doesn't it? Save these current settings, indeed, yeah. I wish I could. Oh well, it looks like I need a new microphone lead. Happens.
Go and buy it from PC World.
Hey,
there anyway, I am working for them, you know. I'm not, one thing, I have all things I could plug, I'm not plugging PC World or whatever.
No, I got my laptop from Dixon's because I needed it like within 2 days. And
same group, man.
Same group, yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It's the same group, so it's a load of crap. Well, I've sent it back for repair 8 times. So yeah, it's all good. But by the way, it's insured until 2008, so by then, it's going to be broken.
Insured by who?
MasterCare. Sonic's
MasterCare!
Yes, MasterCare. Whoa. Sonic's is announcing that Sage is July 3rd to the 9th. Obviously nabbed that from their site, which is probably more up to date than Sonic Stadium.
I'm probably gonna get fired by PC World all in a minute.
Yeah, but like PC World manager is just like listening to our radio show randomly.
He'd do it, I know. He doesn't like me.
I'm joking.
Anyway, we'll just hurry on.
Yeah, moving on.
More on the Xbox 360, I think.
Oh yeah, go for it. Xbox 360. Trains is PS3 and everything else.
Yeah. You just gotta plug the whole new console thing. It's just, anyway, we say we plug Xbox 360 because I have the game one pretty soon.
Yeah, true. We're gonna plug every console, but, you know.
Yeah,
just some preferences.
Just me doing the 360 plugging a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a site actually I used to work for, an Xbox site, and they actually had some movies for the Xbox 360, in-game footage, stuff like that. And basically, you've got to have a minimum spec to run a movie, which I've never ever seen before. And true to its word, you've got to have decent PC to work these movies, because you'll just play them. My desktop machine, which used to be the old server, and very decently spec and met minimum specs, wouldn't handle it. It was just skipping all the time. Unbelievable, my new laptop actually runs fine. But yeah, they look quite good in the movies, but you've got to have decent PCs to run them.
Yeah, it's got to have decent PCs. I don't know if my laptop will cope. Here we go.
Actually, yeah, something we did pick up on the other day was possible. Well, you can actually buy an Xbox 360 now, can't you?
Yeah, that site. I think we shouldn't really plug the site now, should we?
I'm not going to reveal the name. But I'm going to mention it.
Yeah. There's a website which we won't name. Put in question, and it had an Xbox 360 pre-order. This is for how much? How much was it again?
It was £400, which is probably equivalent to near $800.
So £400. That's extreme.
That's just as much as you might get my hands on one. No,
that's half the cost of my new computer that I'm building. Flipping it.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, here's a piece.
I'm looking on the old site I used to work for, and rumours going around, it seems to be speculating around £300 mark, but £400. No, I would never pay £400 for a console, except for the Saturn, which, time's gone past, let's just say.
I got a Saturn really cheap second hand, so I'm not going to talk. I wouldn't pay that. I think £200 is... Yeah, £200 possibly. I was eating, I'm not eating any longer. Quiet, children. I'm not allowed to eat on
but,
there.
Yeah, we've got to eat as well, you know.
Yeah,
little topic for the chat room. Which console are you thinking of getting? And how much is extortionate, and what would you expect to pay for the consoles? Bear in mind, you've probably seen which ones you might be going to get. Which one, what would you pay for? 360, PS3, or Revolution? We want to hear what you've got to say.
Yeah, and an estimated cost. And how much would you pay for the games as well? Because the game price is always a good topic as well, because PC games were way too high and people protested, and it's kind of dropped down that way. So how much would you pay for the consoles and the games? And we'll leave you with that for a couple of minutes. Get posting in the old chat room. Flood us if you want to. And we'll read out your reviews on air in a moment. Let's have another track. I'm going to choose one this time because...
You keep asking me.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's generally because I'm trying to avoid actually choosing something. You know what it is when you have gigs worth of music here. And if you pick a bad one, everyone kind of frowns at you and goes, you know.
You're kind of like leasing on your response.
Well, it's true. Right, I'm going to access the Fast Beat Media FTP server from here to get some special music. Hang on. Let's say
that. A bit of remixes would be good. Some of the new ones, but you choose.
I've lost it. I can't even find what I'm looking for. Flip's sake. where is it? Sonic is having a bad day. You can't find anything. You can't even remember what it's called. Yeah, I do. It's Here As Your Eyes. That's what I'm going to play because I like it. That's coming up next on Sega Sonic Radio. Thank you.
on, we can't be stopped. Well, it took a long time for us to find each other. Ain't nothing gonna beat this sister and her brother.
Okay, Sonic Underground was played. Unfortunately, it was my fault. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't paying attention, and I played Sonic Underground.
Yeah, what's up with that? Come on. Players, make the DJ here is Spawn. I'm just as co-host, yeah, come on. Nothing to do with me. I'm blaming you for this one.
Yeah, suddenly our rating's gone from probably like a 4.5. Shot down to about a 2. Sorry, guys.
I was like, oh, screw us, I'm off to go to this Mario. No!
You don't do it, he's just a fat plumber. Yeah. Anyway, coming up now, we're going to have That's the Way I Like It, Metal Harbor. It's for you, Sonics. You wanted it earlier, and I refused to play it earlier because you always request it. But we do like the track. And then afterwards, I am going to play The Machine again.
Some decent.
So Sonic Heroes Team Dark Theme Tune. I played it in my Spawn Stop Sensor show, but everyone loves it, so I'm going to play it again. Anyway, Radio 1 play tracks all the time, like 3 times in a row or something. So I hit it. Anyway.
I'd like to give a bit of a shout out to Sai, because even though he's calling us stupid idiots right now, he got a bit annoyed when I didn't give him a shout out, so hello, Sai.
Yeah.
Thank you for requesting this and seeing this.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, here it is. That's the way I like it. Okay, it's been on before, but it's a great track, Disc Machine, on Sega Sonic Radio. You know that track is absolutely amazing, just like I do. Best bit of Sonic Heroes, in my opinion. Coming up now is, it doesn't matter. In 10 seconds, it would sound like this. Live requests, phone-ins, Sonic news, quizzes, and a whole lot of Sonic fun. Spawn Sonic presents on Sega Sonic Radio. Thursdays, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Sundays, after the Sonic Hour, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Sega Sonic Radio, the only place to be. Okay, so we start the radio with myself,
Fast Feet,
and obviously Fast Feet there.
Yeah.
Ooh, enjoy your tea.
Enjoy it. I'm halfway through it. Little minions have got in the way.
Well, it's just bad.
I'm off the radio. I'm dedicated.
Yeah, he's hardcore. He's doing it for the team. He's half eating, half
podcasting.
All good stuff. I can't actually remember what we're going to talk about. I've totally lost the plot. We were trying to talk about next generation consoles, I'm sure. But no one talked about
it. Oh, I know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, we're
going to. Nah, next gen, we can talk about any time. The X-Link program.
Of course, X-Link. The program that I'm still desperate to try it, but haven't done broadcast yet. As if I didn't know. Bless. X-Link. So, Fast Feet, what is it? Explain to us, as I kind of...
Well, seeing as you only told me what it was, like, 10 minutes ago, I'll try. X-Link is basically... Well, X-Link is basically a program which, you work on your PC, and, provide in your console, whether it's Xbox, GameCube, or PS2, you can go on the net and play with people who've got the same game. No subscription costs, it's all free, basically. As long as you've got the program on your PC, it's, all dandy.
Yeah.
Of course, again, the, console will have to be leading up to a network or internet-ready sort of thing.
Yep. Sorry, I just choked on tea. It was great. And how it works is, so I'll do a technical-minded bit, because I always do that, because I find it interesting. Basically, wallet... Noob is known as Real Fast Feet.
Yeah. Well, there's two of me in there now, so...
Oh, right, I see. Oh, yeah, from Pipex. Yeah, I can see. It's got you. Anyway, moving on. Hayley's telling me it's... What's very naughty? Sorry, I got Hayley telling me off for something. She is flaming me across MSN because she's tuning in. What? Anyway, for technical bit.
Been a bad boyfriend, mate.
I know it, I'm so terrible. What? Oh, Hayley's saying the Xbox thing is very naughty and I haven't even told her how it works.
What? That wasn't even about Xbox, that's multi-platform anyway.
Yeah, it's multi-platform. Shh, woman. Moment. How it works is, it uses your computer to set up a tunnel, okay? Which is like, well, you know, you have system links, like on the Xbox, PS2 and stuff like that, to connect consoles together. Isn't that right, Fast Feet?
Yes, it is.
Amazing, he's having a LAN party in a couple of weeks. So what this program does is set up a virtual LAN. So instead of just connecting, like, my Xbox to Fast Feet's Xbox on two TVs and bish, bash, bosh, off we go, right? You set up a virtual one through the internet. Excuse me. Virtual one through the internet to other people's consoles. So it's like a system link but via the internet. So what's this mean? No more Xbox Live? Well, Xbox Live is for different types of like kind of tournaments and stuff. And of course that is good in its good in itself. You know, so you should pay subscription stuff. But if you just want to do like a link, for instance, if I just wanted to play Fast Feet, or have a Fast Feet Media tournament, which we may be doing by the way, we will be doing it via this method. Which is amazing. I won't go into technical details because that really is boring, isn't it? Yes. So, Fast Feet, where can we find out how to do this?
In the Fast Feet Media forums for a start. We signed up, of course, but it takes 5 minutes, not even that, and it's free. And there's a topic in there about it at the moment, which I'll have to look up.
Yeah.
Which will inform you about X-Link and how it works. And if you post in the forum, then we can. Get sorted and have a big game. He's on everyone from Fast Feet Media or Sonic Stadium wise.
Yep. It's going to be good. We won't broadcast the website live on air. Because Hayley's saying it's naughty to broadcast it, we get sued. But that's a bit of crap because we're promoting it. Promotion. We're not doing
like something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Nice. So get on the Fast Feet Media forums. So it's ffmedia.sonicstadium.org/forums. If you're not registered, register. I got stuttered tonight. Register. I should make take a little steps.
Yep.
Register. Get on there. Go to the topic about I think it's Halo 2 party or something along those lines. And it basically there's you know, there's a link in there saying what the program is. Download it. It is free. It is kind of for everyone to use. It's not like you have to pay for it. And it tells just it's a really good site. It tells you lots how to configure it, how to do it like with on wireless or on a normal LAN, all types of stuff like that. So you have to register to use that program, okay? That's one thing I did forget to mention. You have to have like a gamer ID, just like you get a gamer ID on Xbox Live, you get one on that. And unsurprisingly, my one's Spawn or Sonic. What a surprise. Is that a surprise?
No.
No, yeah, it's like...
You're very dry and boring and predictable. Sorry, that was insulting.
Well, yes. MSN, Spawn or Sonic. AOL, Spawn or Sonic. My email address, Spawn or Sonic. Yahoo Messenger, Spawn or Sonic. NLC, a repeating occurrence theme, you know. Just to keep it easy, isn't it? It really is just to keep it easy. FM's messing up. Oh, that is sad. It's tragic. And my heart is bleeding for you, Sonic. Actually bleeding. Okay. It's not messing up my end. I can actually see what's going on. It hasn't told me it's cocking up. Oops.
Sonic, can I sit down? Yeah, I've been told to stand up.
Yeah. Fast feet, sit down. Yeah. Or real fast feet, please stand up. Yeah, indeed.
Okay.
Yes. So that's that. Yeah, I think we've plugged it enough. So get on the forums. And then, yeah, just get on with the forums and, you know, get part. I'm not sure what we're going to do. Are we going to do Halo 2, Halo, stuff like that?
Depends what everyone has, really. If you can post what games you have in there as well, ones that have system link capability, then that would help, and we can say, right, we're going to play this game or that game.
Yeah.
I'd love to play Halo 2, because it's quite good to play online. Reason I don't play on Xbox Live is because I'm everyone's, well, a lot nice people online, and it's very boring very quickly. But, yeah, the game is good in system link.
Yeah, mate, definitely. That's another point. On the actual official website for this program, which is on the Fast Food Media Forums, by the way, there is a list of all the compatible games. Basically, they're adding new games compatibility all the time. Most games should definitely work, but they kind of play them just to give it, you know, the old seal of approval. Halo is included. Halo 2 is also included. And so is Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy, which I have, by the way. I just got it. It's not a bad game. Yeah, so stuff like that, it's all good. So we'll arrange some type of party. We'll let you know more details on our next rambling episode, which may be Sunday night or whenever we're next going to do it. So yeah, just to inform you, only System Link games work. So if you have a game like I have, ESPN Basketball, for instance, where it's online multiplayer, that game will not work. It has to feature System Link, not online modes, because it's creating a virtual System Link. Anyway, that's enough.
Yeah, head to the Fuzz Media forums and have a chat about it, and we'll say no more for a moment because we're probably boring you to death about it now.
Yeah, sometimes you can overplug, so I think I've done it. Yeah, next on the old show.
It's an old show, it's a new show, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a new show, right?
Yeah, it is a new show. It's just kind of, you know, old, you know, what do we call it? I think we're going to leave the next song. We got a song in the background which we're playing now. HWA Supersonic featuring Sonic the Hedgehog. Supersonic. Whoa. That's coming up now live on Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, we're halfway through our requests. Loads of stuff going on there. Request that was Metropolis from Sonic 2. Now, Sonic, you can do anything. Don't fall behind. Hey, don't be late. Destination heaven.
Take a little chance, put on through, we got to run.
So, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back indeed.
Okay, I'm just going to clarify a few things for people. In the UK, at the moment, we are in BST, British Summer Time. That means we are Greenwich Mean Time plus one, just so you all know, because people are getting confused. Yeah, because it's BST at the moment. Basically, the UK is a bit lame. When it's summertime, we plus one to the hour, the time. And we do that before the sun or something. It's due to harvesting or something years ago, is that right? I don't know, something along those lines. It doesn't really matter now. But just so you all know, it's BST at the moment. When I talk generally in times, it's all BST. But I try to say BST. And when it's Grinch Me Time, I mean Grinch Me Time. Hey! Woohoo! Anyway. You know, Fast Feet, I've been wondering for a while now whether I can buy Sonic Stadium merchandise anywhere. Because I was thinking it'd be really nice to have a mouse mat or a badge line, you know, promoting Sonic Stadium. Maybe, you know, something I can have in uni, like my mouse mat, as I'm using uni computers. You don't know where I could get anywhere, do you?
Well, of course you can. There is now the Sonic Stadium store, which you can find at Cafe Press. If you go to www.cafepress.com/Sonic Stadium, you'll find all kinds of Sonic goodies there, from mouse mats to t-shirts to mugs to everything.
Wow, that is amazing. So I can have an actual mug promoting Sonic Stadium, so I could be drinking tea or coffee around my housemates, and they can see Sonic Stadium.
And it's even more amazing, you can have any beverage that you want. Anything.
Yeah. Wow, that really is amazing. So does Sonic Stadium make loads of money from this then? So, you know, Dreadup is going to pull up in his kind of like Merc, you know, when he comes to pick me up in a couple of weeks or stuff.
No, well, for one experience, one, money goes to me.
Does it?
Which is not, well...
Don't I even get cut? That.
Yeah, well, respect, the account's been my mute because I've set up the shop for everyone, basically. And once that's done, we reach $25. We make 50 cents off of every purchase, basically. And that goes to the TSS server fund. Don't know if you might have noticed, but about 24 hours ago, Sonic Stadium was down due to exceeded bandwidth, which means that two people have viewed Sonic Stadium, Fast Media, Sonic Sprite Network, or anything like that. My dearest bonus store is that we prevent this from happening in the future. So Sonic Stadium is always on.
Wow, that would be
always
good.
Able to see it, so... Yeah. Yeah, no one makes profit. Sonic Stadium just basically stays up and continues promoting Sonic, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And you get merchandise out of it, so yeah.
That is amazing. I'm on the site right now, and there's t-shirts, mugs, mouse mats, even an apron and badges. Oh, it's so exciting! Yeah, okay, sorry.
We're very proud of the apron. We were going to put on the apron. I got flamed at TSS. But we decided that I probably... So what does it say now? It says, no flaming or something like that.
Yeah. It says something. Yeah, it's that. Let me open it up bigger. Just so you guys know, there's this... I live
in this...
Because we're not being... Because we got a wrist slap. It's quite hard. But we're not allowed certain things on it if it's, like, kind of copyright infringement, because...
So we're expanding what we've got in there, as and when we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always going to be expanded.
Yeah. We're trying to get, kind of, like, maybe a bag or something, or a mouse mat, which is going to have two hedgehogs, that's myself and Fast Feet on it, kind of, like, in black silhouettes and stuff. That's been...
So we'll probably be sad and wearing them during the show, you know? Yeah. Wear a little badge, we'll just be there, like...
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's tempting. I was going to get like a proper side bag for my laptop or something and just go into uni with it on. I thought that'd be like really fashionable, and kind of get egged on the way in probably, or the scallies just beat me up for it, but I thought it'd be quite amusing. Or I was going to say I was going to get a mouse mat, but to be fair, I didn't actually own a mouse considering I use a laptop, so yeah, for my new PC firm. Yeah, I'm trying to get money for my new PC firm, so I'm going to get a new PC because I want a mouse mat. There we go, decided. Spend £800 on a computer and I can use a mouse. Woohoo! Yeah, okay. So yeah, guys, check out the Sonic Stadium store and keep checking it. Because you never know, there may be stuff you may actually want at some point. Personal highlights and favourites at the moment is definitely the mouse pad. He is coming, not promoting who is coming. And there's the mug saying RSC Moments. Which I don't
know. So, you know, if you're in the RSC room, you may pick your moment and put it on the mug. So.
Yeah, That's the point. You can get an RC and completely not do stuff. And they are dishwasher and microwave safe. Amazing.
And they're quite cheap as well, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's all
worth it. I've got one here now. Yeah. I mean, what is it? Mug is $10, and then it's about $7 for international shipping.
Yeah.
$18 is roughly about £10 here, and that came here within about 5 or 6 working days, and that is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's all kind of good stuff. So yeah, there'll be more coming for definite. We do like doing things, don't we? It's true.
Yeah. I'm gonna plug a game now.
go for it. Plug the game.
Should we just call this a plugging show instead? It would be so much more appropriate.
Two hedgehogs for plugging show.
It's Sonic related, so it's plugging, I suppose.
It's free.
I just want to know what everyone thinks of the next gen movie.
Yeah, is that
The next gen Sonic movie? Yeah.
That one where it's like pre-rendering and stuff like that.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm impressed with it. Don't know what format it's going in. Apparently, it's been dubbed Sonic 360, but that's unofficial and rumored. Could be on any platform, really. I've heard it might be on PS3 as well. Yeah. But it is a bloody good movie, and you can find it at www.sonicontheNet as well. Download it from there.
Yeah, it's true. They're speaking over formerly only Sonic Remix on those C Remix that are up with lyrics. Okay, we'll be back after this remix. Stop your arguing. Somebody gonna get this quick, my words gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I gotta do it. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me knuckles for nothing, I can't do it. Yeah, the KNUCKLES was born to live my life on Angel Island. Cause my duty's to protect the enemy diamond thugs. Hold me down cause I'm searching for shining. But every time I'm looking for sun, I can't find it. Is this the way? Is this the path that I chose? Damn, why am I living like my heart just froze? And all that I see is a storm of gemstones, man. I like to dig holes searching for pure gold. Large pots of treasure always make me feel better. If I need to fight anybody for whatever, I clench my fist tight, then we can go head up. Though I don't wanna hurt none, I leave your head shattered. Been lonely all my life, doesn't matter. I'm here for the mission and whoever wanna bring it. Ziggin call me stubborn, but still I'ma live it. Do anything to collect the master emerald. Climb mountains, glide through valleys, run down every road. Wild and hungry, ain't nothing funny. My philosophy's my knuckles, my feet kick like Chun Li. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a mic hog spit like a menace. It's going down. The master emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get things quick. My word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I gotta do it. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me knuckles for nothing. I can't lose. Born like this, scared of no one, fear nothing. Straight thuggin', I'm out for the ones and bling hunting. Diamonds and gems, yo, we can battle to the end. But beware of my namesake, the knuckles that I send. Cause when they penetrate, that the certain is pure hurting. Their heart is steel, footwork is blazing, for you it's curtains. Never see me run from, never see me surrender. Lay you out, then fly away like there's no other contender. Render opponents tender, career ender. Run up in one round wonders and I'm switching their gender. Whatever you do, these hoops wanna blow up like nukes. Nothing but flukes, I send all your kooks crying, I'm all dukes. Cause I'm unknown from Emmy, but not from G-E-N-E. S-I-S, cause ain't no shame in my G-A-M-E. Peace to 32X and the click called Chaotix. Peace from the island and the Bronx, reeking for the remix. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a mic hog spit like a menace. It's going down, the master emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick, my word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time, but I gotta do it. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me knuckles for nothing, I can't lose. Okay, coming up now we're going to have Diamond Dust Act 2 from Sonic 3D Blast. Okay, this is Sega Sonic Radio. That was Darwin Dust Act 2 from Sonic 3D Blast. And just to put a few things straight, we're not plugging products. We are not plugging them. We are making favourable mentions. Okay?
Favourable mention.
Yeah. And if you want to know why we're calling them favourable mentions, then use plug off word. And do a thesaurus on plug and see what it comes up with. We are publicising, promoting, advertising, endorsing, pushing, selling, hyping up, advertising, ads, adverts, favourable mentions, putting spin on things. Okay, that is what we're doing. Just so you know, and I'm sad because I did look up in the thesaurus what plug, other words we could use plug. So we are endorsing the Microsoft 360. Two heads.
Yeah, why wasn't that working? Endorse, that sounds better.
Yeah, that's better.
We endorse things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's just as bad, isn't it?
Well, I suppose. Two hedgehogs endorsing Microsoft 360. Yeah, that's not bad. Xbox 360. I think we should have that
just
on.
Have, like, the...
Sorry, Carol.
The endorsement hour. Endorsement hour. But it'd just, like, it'd just be like a radio version of QVC, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, computer merchandise, everything. We endorse Epson printers, creative sound cards. No, we don't. I'm only joking.
They are bloody good products. Anyway.
Yeah, they are. It's not that I have those types of products sitting in front of me. However, we do not endorse PC World.
No.
Or the PC World chain like Dixon's and stuff like that. Anyway, we'll move off of that because Haley's like flaming me again.
It's not doing anything to me.
Well, she's saying hurry up and finish so she can go to bed. Yeah, just.
I'm gonna keep up all night. It'll be funny.
Yeah, we're gonna do like I don't know, like an 8-hour broadcast and then we're not surfing. We are finishing at midnight, so there's 20 minutes of a show left. So if you want to get any requests in, then please private message us, either MSN, Yahoo, AOL, or preferably on the Sonic Stadium IRC chat room. You'll know how to use it. If you don't, then get on the Fastbeat Media website, and it tells you how. Good on. Just that.
I'm sure I was going to mention something else. We're supposed to mention last time. Just about the new Sonic Next Gen movie. Just wanted to know what everyone thought of it, really, but I forgot to say that. So,
yeah.
Come on, I want to hear some feedback in there. Come on.
Yeah, we don't.
You don't pay for the radio. Come on.
Yeah. Just make comments. You know, otherwise it'd be me and him doing it, or him and me. You know, whatever. And you'll get bored of it because we've talked about it before. So, what are your comments on this new next generation Sonic? You know, do you like these 3D Sonics, or is it kind of pulling away from classic platformers that we're used to? Let us know on the Sonic Stadium chat room. As you're pondering over that, shall we have another track? I think we shall.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think whose turn it is to choose one, wasn't it? Just giving us some requests.
Yeah, well, we could get some requests, I suppose. Yeah. We've had them for a while. Last time we did, we got about 10, and we were just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, so if anyone's got a request, make it now.
Yeah. I'm just seeing a track we could put.
See
what we got in there.
I was thinking of having something from Virtual Sonic, Virtual Sonic album. It's not bad. I was thinking of doing like I don't know, what could I play? The Metal Sonic one. That's quite good. Or like doing one of the remixes to Sonic Spinball, like Return to the Toxic Cave or something.
Could do. Or you could put Sonic Underground on the game. That'd be annoying.
Hey, I could. Or I could play Lookalike from Sonic OVA. Because I quite like that track.
Full version if you got it.
Okay, coming up is that, and then because it's just quick slipped in a little request. He wants outro from Sonic CD Japanese version. So I will do that for him right now. You're listening to Sega Sonic Stadium with
Fall Sweet
Spawn Sonic, and this is Two Hedgehogs.
Sonic Radio.
Yes. And here we go. Okay, Sega Sonic Radio. That there was Blue Magic, Project Blue, Sonic & Knuckles, an OC remix. Sonic's requested that, so that's on for you, Sonic. Hope you enjoyed that. Sonic, your other request will be coming up in a couple of minutes' time. It is now midnight in the UK. So fast
forward. We're getting tired.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, we're not really.
Oh, my eyes are beginning to droop. I tell you, it's terrible. Fast feet myself will be finishing our show soon. We did plan for midnight, but we haven't finished yet, so who knows. Yeah, we'll just get a couple more tracks on and that before we go.
Well, we should be doing another show maybe Sunday.
Yeah, it should be Sunday. After obviously the Sonic Hour with Dread and Roy, we're going to have two Hedgehogs with myself and Fast Feet, and I have to make an apology. I made a mistake. Tut tut tut. It's a VG mix. The song I just played, Blue Magic, Project Blue, Sonic & Knuckles, not an OC remix. I made a mistake. Sorry. Sonic Electronics is an OC remix, and it's coming up in a minute. Oh, Sonic is looking at me with glares.
You could tell it's getting late, can't you?
Yeah, you can. It's just so easy to say OC remix, VG remix. You know, all you know. It's like earlier, I kind of went, "Oh yeah, Sonic when it was Sonic 2. Oh, that's terrible. it's an add-on. Sorry. Yeah. So, Fast Week, what you got planned for this week coming up?
Another joyous weekend of work at PC World.
Oh, you love
a lot
it,
of part from yeah, you can work at PC World, mate, you'll see.
Well, yeah.
It's not all bad, it's just I'm bitching, that's all.
Yeah, it's okay to bitching. Anyway, I'll be working with TeleOS team doing customer support, so that could be fun.
But yeah. Customer support. Yeah. That's fun. Well, yeah. I did that work anyway, so I know what you'll be in for.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be technical support stuff, so at least then...
You'll just get... I'm not pinning on anyone who's listening, but it's just like people who would just be like, oh, how do I plug this to this? And you'll be like, it's called the phone socket.
Yeah, it's like...
Intel Web.
Yeah, it's like, why isn't my broadband working? Well, have you turned on the modem? There's a green light on it. No, but have you turned it on? What do you mean? How many lights are on? One. Well, turn it on, there's a standby button. Oh, the guy just said... plug it in and turn it on. Yeah, turn it on. There's a switch on top. Blipping. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know that's bound to happen or stuff like that. Okay, Sonic's just getting more requests. So hopefully it'll be stuff like that. Otherwise, it's going to be. You know, it's going to be customer support, like just not the technical. So it'd be like customer services, so it'd be like. Oh no, I have a telephone and you overcharged me by like 5p. I want to complain. Really? Alright, what can I do for you, madam? You know, stuff like that. But it's all in bank calls, so I suppose that's not too bad.
Yeah.
At least it's not.
Wondered something quite interesting actually. You probably can't do this, but it would be very good if you could. You got Skype here to obviously make calls and have people participate in the show, but do you reckon we could have a little call where it's me and you hosting and we could actually ring someone to a landline and just have a chat with them?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. You know, it's all random phone calls, just like, you're on SSR Live, what's the magic word to win the prize?
Yeah, we could do that. Like that. We could do that, that'd be really funny. Alright, Haley's.
Would be interesting.
This is really annoying. My MSN's being gay for some reason with Haley. None of my like emotion icons are working, so I got no smiley faces on any of these new custom ones. Sorry, it's really random.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, it is. But she's trying to send me something which someone sent her, which is rude, but it doesn't work. So I'm like, if I got a spam guard or something. Go careful what you say. What have I said wrong now, Ba? You don't know who is hearing you. The FBI are tuning in on us. We're going to kill people.
Oh, don't mean to be rude, but I doubt many people are going to be listening from the authorities to this.
Yeah. Well, I think...
But what have we done wrong? We have done nothing wrong. Yet.
Yeah. You know, it would be really funny if we randomly call someone now, but I don't know if I can get this to work. Can you add someone to a phone call previously? Like, do a conference? How do you do a conference? I know you can do it when you're not currently with anyone, but if you've already got someone on the thing, can you add someone to it? Do you want to hold?
I'm just
trying to
figure that out now, because we...
Oh, it looks like you have to put down the phone and redial up both of them at the same time, which is really frustrating. Invite select to contacts for conference call. Let's try.
Your girlfriend just sent this ludicrous thing to me.
What did she say?
Oh, no, she sent me some ludicrous.
Alright, about the Telluet stuff. Oh. Hang on.
Oh, she sent me something very naughty that's got Chun Li involved. Of Street Fighter.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm not going to go into detail of what it is.
Nice. Oh, wow. I've just worked out what we can do. Oh, right. I've just worked out the conference call and stuff works. It's brilliant. Live on there, I've worked out stuff, and I'm currently trying to ring someone really randomly. This is Sega Sonic Radio. You're live on air. Who is this?
Hello.
There she is. What's the magic word for today? God. And you can win a prize. Turn the flipping radio off in the background.
Hang on, just give me a second.
Oh, boo, you suck. You didn't say the magic words. Bye. There we go. That was a live thing called Live on Air. Unscheduled, unplanned. And I'm going to get in trouble now for kicking her off.
No, that's not what I meant, man. That's not what I meant at all.
I know, so I was just playing. So what did you mean? What do you want to do? How do you want to do this? Random landline?
Or call it an actual landline.
Yeah, well, I couldn't exactly ring a landline, could I, right at this moment in time? I don't have credit on my account.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it now.
Do it. You should be able to add it to our conference.
Hang on a sec. I'll try it now.
God. Okay, live.
It's just giving me a warning box, just saying, warning. And that's it.
Yeah, you just got to add it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He hung up. He held the call instead of doing a conference. The tip.
Well, that clearly did not work.
You held the call instead of doing an invite. You have to click the conference call button. So I think you, like, choose your landline number and then click.
Is that the one? All right, where's that?
That's the picture of three people.
Yeah, I tried that. And what it did is it rang the landline first, then hung up with you, and it didn't work, basically.
Oh, maybe it doesn't work. That's really weird. I know with Skype into Skype you can do it. Because we just proved that.
I'll have to fill about it with it. I bet you can get it to work.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fantastic. If not, it'd be a case of wiring up a landline to my laptop. I've done that before, it's great stuff. Prove a mayday, obviously.
Sounds it.
Yeah.
Time for some more tunes, I think.
Yeah, time for a few more songs. Is that song uploaded yet, or...?
It's 61% rate, and it has about...
hours to go.
5 minutes left.
Alright, let's see if I got the Spring Yard OC remix. That's from Sonic 1. And that will be for Sonics.
Yeah, let's have that one.
Let's do that one, let's have a little look. But as I'm looking for that, we're going to leave you with the rest of My Sweet Passion from Amy. Hello!
Yes, we're back again.
Yeah, once again, you're going to get another, 5 minutes of our rambling. Maybe, I don't know. We haven't decided. I know I'm talking over Green Hill, your club, 95 minutes, but it is a long song, and we have played a bit of it already. We just had Sega Everquiet, My Sweet Passion by Amy Tune Tune. On Sega Sort Radio with two hedgehogs. Fast Feet has just been coming up with more kind of random ideas for our show, which was quite interesting. He was going on about, talking about these random telephone calls, which that's what you're going to look into, aren't you, I think, if we can do it?
Yeah, I'll look at it. It doesn't seem something we can try right now.
No, we'll
try tomorrow.
Just play around with it. We've also just spent kind of the last 5 minutes being, I don't know, disturbed and just engulfed by or saying with some interesting interesting MSN kind of icons, you know, these animated gifs that you can send. But enough said on that one, really.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, haven't you got sound effects in Sansu?
Yeah, well, no, I do, but I haven't loaded them up as such, if you know what I mean.
So that's bad.
Well, you know when it all kind of went wrong for the for launch? I kind of redid things. Reinstalled SAM, so I haven't installed all the sound effects back on. I don't know why they weren't laid, because it says they're there. So I need to re-add them. Which I will do. That's quite good. It'll be quite good. We need to get some proper Sonic ones sorted out as well. That'd be very good if we could do that. Instead of my just saying, "Oh, that's good. That's very good indeed." Because people seem to get annoyed by that. Don't know why, of course. Maybe it's overused. We need to get some stuff. So yeah, guys, if you want more stuff added to our show, I don't know, maybe topics, conversation, or something along those lines, it would be a good idea to drop us a message on Pacific Media forums in at Sega Sonic Radio area.
Yeah.
Or other stuff, you know, or send us an email, something along those lines, stuff that you want to hear, really, to talk about. Because once again, there's not really that much Sega Sonic news. We had that little flutter with E3, didn't we? That was quite major.
Yeah, anything we've got, we've talked about that tonight, you know, said the Fastest Media, which would be ffmedia.sonicstadium.org. You can leave comments in the news, which I always read up on, and always in the forums, and make your comment there, and we'll always chat about it. There's always talk about what we've been doing on the radio as well, so yeah, get interactive.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, and we always try to reply to stuff as well. You know, if anyone's left any comments, we do try to get back to people, so. Yeah. You don't feel like we've just ignored your comments. We do try to, take stuff in as well. Oh, look, sound effects. Hang on, let me do this. Open! I'm trying to add types. Right, here we go.
It's gonna crash the program or something.
Well, I did add files to my directory, that was silly, wasn't it? Silly boy.
Nothing like
we should have that for quizzes and stuff, like, you know, have sound effects for people. Because it is comically amusing, like having. Oh, I can't actually hear that. Hang on, let me put my sound on.
Like seconds.
We got the old chicken. Oh, good clown. Great.
That came out really weird.
The great amount of time things you can do with sound effects. It's like, oh, there's a phone call. I wonder who that can be. Hello. oops. Fast Feet, you really shouldn't shoot me.
If you had anyone to eat cheeseburgers.
That's a good way to get out of a bad song. Sorry.
It's not a record scratch, it's just like, oh, God!
What was that?
I'm dying!
Then you smash that glass on the table, fool. Yeah. Sound effects have to be used wisely, otherwise... Sorry. Yeah, I thought I was worthy of that. We are stopping playing the sound effects. Sorry, I just got them working again. I'm a child. It's not my fault. Right, I believe we're going to finish on, I was going to say a high note, but you never generally know with our show.
I can leave you an embarrassing note if you want.
Well, about who? No, I probably didn't need. I probably didn't need to know. To be fair, do I?
No, I don't think I will. I think we'll just.
Okay. Oh, we're just starting. Nasty.
Yeah.
Is that file uploaded now? Out of interest. Or are we gonna have to?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, 5 minutes ago.
All right. What folder is it in?
Yeah, it should be open.
Is it in the OC Remix collection?
The 7 o'clock Sonic 3. I think it's supposed to be, isn't it?
So I quite like working out, it's quite a good track. I can't find it, this is really depressing. Where is it? Remix. Sorry, we're such professionals.
Sonic 3. It should be Sonic 3. But instead of the file name being Sonic 3, it should be Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah.
That's why it's said different.
Yeah, I've got it. I was looking in the wrong folder, being a tip. Coming up now, then, to end the show, we have a request. It's Sonic Electronic. I've been Spawn Sonic. He's been.
Fast Feet!
And. We've been the two hedgehogs. Yeah, and then until Sunday. Hope you all have a good weekend and stuff. Tune in to Sega Sonic Radio, of course. Coming up in the next couple of days, we have on Saturday we have Flash 2000. Of course, on Sunday we have Sonic Hour, and followed by ourselves. And then there'll be more random Sonicness going on left, right, and centre on the 24/7 channel.
It's all going on.
It's all going on. So our final endorsements of the day, of course, will be Sonic Stadium, www.sonicstadium.org, Fast Feet Media, which is at
ffmedia.sonicstadium.org.
Yep, and Sonic News, which is, I think, it's just news, isn't it? News.sonicstadium.org.
Yeah.
And which can get an RSS feed, which is really useful to always stay in touch with the latest Sonic news and stuff like that. Okay, if you want a recording of tonight's show, if you want to take it as a personal copy, then it will be available on the Fast Feet Media FTP in about 10 minutes' time, which means Fast Feet Media FTP will be up in about 10 minutes' time. So it's good night from me.
Good night from me.
And we'll catch you on Sunday.
Radio.
Coming up this week on Sega Sonic Radio. Monday, 8 to 11, Sonic Extra, Dark Noise. Wednesday, 7 to 8, Sonic is Live Cast Hour. 8 to 11, Sonic Extra, Dark Noise. Thursday, 8 to 10, Spawn of Sonic Presents. Saturday, 6 to 7, Mach 1 with Flash 2000. 10 to 11, Super Sonic 06 with his Music Hour. Sunday, the Sonic Hour with Dreadnoughts and Roy, 6 to 7. 7 to 8, Spawn of Sonic Presents. All of this, plus the regular 24/7 server filling in between. Sega Sonic Radio, the only place to be.